Steve Cochran Show presents Breakfast with a Blackhawk, sponsored by MB Financial Bank. MB means business.
.720 is a good story. He's a fine goalie. Got his big NHL break the other day. It's Jeff Glass as the Hawks head for Madison Square Garden to play the Rangers tonight. Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning. How you guys doing?
Doing fine. Congratulations.
Yeah, thanks. It's been quite the ride so far. It's been a good run. Looking forward to tonight.
What's the difference between the first time you put the pads on and the first time you put the pads on and then the Indian head logo?
Well, it's pretty special. I mean, I don't have to tell you guys how cool it is to wear that jersey and what it means to me and to everybody in that locker room. I've heard how special this room is and how special this franchise is, and to be a part of it is really cool. So it's something I've looked forward to my whole life, and obviously you got to live that out this week. So it's been a pretty wild ride so far.
Yeah, and you're doing a fine job, and you've earned it. Talk about the places you played. Where did you start in the minors or even the juniors?
Yeah, so I started playing junior for the Kootenay Ice in Canada. I was drafted by the Ottawa Senators way back when, and I played 4 years in the minors for the Binghamton Senators. And after that, I decided that I was going to sign a one-year deal in Russia, and I went over to Russia for a year thinking that it would just be kind of a stopgap, something just to kind of tide me over until something else came up in the American League or the NHL, and I could come back and try it again. A one-year contract led me into 7 years of Russia. And next thing you know, I've been over there for a while.
And that was the KHL?
And that's the KHL, yeah. And so, you know, it was great. The hockey was good. It was nothing to complain about. And it was treating me well. So I stayed over there. But, you know, I finally told myself, if I want to do this, if I want to come back, now's the time. And I was really happy with how my game progressed over there. It's a different style of hockey. And so I came back, and I signed a PTO with the Toronto Maple Leafs and ended up with the Marlies, their farm system, and moved from there on to Rockford. And then from Rockford, I signed a deal with the Blackhawks. So, you know, it's a long story. It's
a cool story.
Most. It is kind of cool, but it's different than most, and I'm okay with that.
So you were in Russia where?
Oh, man, I was in a few spots. I think I ended up in actually five different cities over there, everywhere from Moscow to Tolyatti, Novosibirsk in the middle of Siberia, Kazakhstan. So there's a few different
So vacation hotspots is what you're talking about, basically.
Yeah, exactly. The spots everybody goes for their vacation. Yeah. It was different. It was good. I mean, I learned a lot over there, and I learned a lot on the ice and off the ice, but it was a lot of fun.
Are you fluent in Russian?
I'm not. No, I can get by just a little bit. I know some words. And
do you know any curse words in Russian?
Exactly. That's exactly what I know. I know all the stuff that can get me by and maybe order me some food at a restaurant.
All right. So off the air, we'll learn the curse words from you.
See, he and Panarin could have had a good conversation.
Yeah, Panarin actually taught us a couple curse words when he was in studio. So maybe we get you in studio. We could compare your notes to Panarin's notes. Did Putin ever come to any of your games?
No, I don't think he did, actually.
Did you ever see him play? Because he's allegedly quite a player.
Yes, I did. I have watched him play hockey. He's those games are always televised. It's pretty cool when he puts the pads on. So I did see that, but I never actually saw him play live.
Has he got any skills? Keep in mind, you don't have to say that now. The KGB is not listening, Jeff. You're safe here.
You never know. I thought he was all right, actually. He's not bad for all things considered.
Yeah, for an older guy, sure.
Sure.
All right, I have to ask you about the business you have with your wife, but I want to get Dave in here for some legitimate hockey as well. Go ahead, Dave.
Well, I want to ask you, because, Jeff, you're going to be playing tonight in Madison Square Garden. Now, that's a far cry from the middle of Siberia. How do you prepare yourself for a game in this kind of a venue? I mean, you played in Edmonton the other night. You played in Calgary, which I know was special for you. But now going into New York, Madison Square Garden, a huge game for both of these teams. How do you prepare yourself for that?
Well, you just take it like one, just another game. And I know that sounds so cliche, but I've really been lucky. I put myself in a situation here where I'm a little bit different rookie. I know it's my first game in Madison Square Garden, but I am 32 years old. I've played a lot of hockey in my life. I've played in a lot of different scenarios, and, different situations. Obviously, none of them Madison Square Garden with this on the line. But I really feel like all the hockey I've played up to this point has really prepared me for this moment and prepared me for this chance. And I'm excited about it. I'm really looking forward to it. I'm welcoming the opportunity. I'm excited. I don't think that it's a situation where I'm going to limp into there. I'm excited. I want to go out there and show what I can do and help this team get 2 points.
I'm sure this is something as a kid you would have dreamed about, the chance to play in the National Hockey League. Were there ever times, whether when you were in Russia or with the Marlies even last year, did you ever lose hope that this day was going to come for you?
Well, you know, Dave, I think sometimes it's hard. It's tough when you're working and you're trying to make a name for yourself, or you're trying to just help the team out, I think, generally speaking, and things aren't going your way, but that's hockey, and I've learned that it's a grind, and sometimes seasons can drag, but if you stick with it and believe in the process and believe in what you're doing and the people around you, your support group, it worked for me, and it got me to where I am here, and I actually did believe that I could get here. It was going to take time, and it was going to be a matter of sticking with it, and it worked for me.
That's a great lesson.
Yeah, it is, and it's a great story, and I love your attitude. Now, you get a great showcase here, but the fact of the matter is you'd rather stay in the game than head back to Rockford. And realistically, you may be in a different sweater next year, but I assume you'd like to play a few more years.
Yeah, no, my goal is to keep playing here. I put myself in great shape. I changed the way I eat last summer. I changed a little bit of the ways I worked out the last couple summers, and I put my body into a good position where I feel like I could play for quite a few more years. I know goalies tend to last a lot longer than players do. So by no means do I think this is the end of my career. I feel like I'm just getting started. And I'm trying to put myself in a position to allow that to happen.
Let's talk about your business for a second. You and your wife own a yoga studio?
That's right, yeah. No, I have to go a quick plug for the Sweat Lab, it's called. It's a spin yoga and bar studio in Calgary, Alberta. And we're actually opening a second space in Vancouver. So it's been a lot of fun for us. It's been something we started when I was playing overseas, because an actual former hockey player, Matt Kench, he wanted to start it with us, and something he was looking to do that once he retired from hockey. And I told him that we couldn't commit as much time to it because I was still playing, and obviously the two of us would be in Russia, but my wife stays real busy with it. It's something fun we enjoy doing.
Jeff, can anybody take a class at your yoga studio, even if someone is perhaps maybe not as bendable as they should be? Or
you're looking at me
stretchy?
When you say that?
No, I meant me.
Yeah, no, it's we're all types there. It's good. It's actually it's a really cool environment. It's a pretty cool atmosphere. We've really tried to develop a community up. We're kind of maybe more of a residential area space there. And we encourage everybody to come out. That's kind of our attitude.
Well, and I would think, you know, the winter being as long as it is in Calgary, it's probably a pretty good business.
Yeah, no, it's been good. It's been a lot of fun, and it's fun to get everybody out. And like I said, it's more the community events that come with it that are pretty cool to see everybody come together for one event or one cause or
nice.
Whatever it is we're trying to do. So it's been a lot of fun.
I do downward older dog. You know, because, you know, I could do downward dog, but it takes a little longer, you know, and I might make it some
roll over.
Yes, roll over and rub my belly. That's another yoga move that's rarely seen by many.
Well, Steve, we got to get you up to Canada. We'll get you to Calgary. We'll get you in, and we'll show you some of the Sweat Lab's downward dog
flexibility. Man.
Yeah.
Jeff, you mentioned that you changed the way you work out. Was incorporating yoga part of that change? Is this something you're somewhat new to?
Yeah, it actually was a large part of what I did this summer was just working on pliability, bendability, flexibility, all these fun, trendy words that we're using right now.
Butterfly saves.
That's what I'm thinking.
The fact
that
a grown man can stretch like
that
is unbelievable.
Yeah, no, you want to bend, not break when you go down. So there, I think staying in the game is just as important as playing well. So going out there and being able to play every night, and I know, again, it's kind of cliche, but coming back to the fact that I was ready for this moment, and I want to be able to go in there and play now and play to my capabilities, and being able to do that is staying healthy and being able to play for the team.
And years from now, when the career is over, maybe a second career is a Calgary Rockette. I mean, imagine how high he can kick.
Mm-hmm.
Do you guys have kids?
We do. We just had a daughter, a 2-month-old daughter, Lucy.
Oh, so God bless.
Also, yeah, it's life's exciting for us right now.
Oh, that's tremendous. And congratulations as well to John Steinmuller.
John Steinmiller helps take care of the players and make sure the players get media opportunities in various places. Good guy, and he and his wife just had their first baby.
Very nice.
Yeah, congratulations to them.
All right, we got a question here on the MB of Financial Bank. MB means business, breakfast of the Blackhawk. This comes from Brooks Bennett. He's seven, but he wants you to know his mom's making him ask the question. Here's the question. How old were you when you first tied your own laces and got yourself dressed?
Oof, good question. I'm going to say I started playing hockey when I was five. I definitely didn't tie my skates for the first year, maybe two. So I think he's right about the same age I was. I'm going to say 7 years old.
That's probably not great news for Brooks. He was looking for mom to take it for a little while longer. But, yeah, it sounds like the number. It is.
I think at seven, you're going to start to have to carry your own bag, tie your own skates, those sorts of things. It becomes real hockey all of a sudden.
Well, Jeff, it's great. It's great meeting you, and I hope you're in the Indian head sweater for a long time. By the way, best-dressed hockey team ever, according to the National Hockey League and NHL.com.
Pretty cool stuff. It's a special jersey to wear for more than one reason, and I'm very proud to put it on.
Have fun in the garden tonight.
Okay, thanks, Steve. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Steve. Travels. There you go. What a good guy, huh?